No one likes to suffer. You don't, I don't. And yet God has a lot to say about suffering. And what he does say, well, it ain't always that pretty. Hi, I'm Bertie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I've often thought that if God had hired himself a half-decent public relations consultant when the Bible was being written, it would have turned out a whole lot different to the way it did. And certainly some of the yucky bits could have been cleaned up, smoothed over, sanitized. Take that bit about suffering. Jesus told his disciples that anyone who followed him would have to suffer. In fact, the Bible specifically says of suffering that to this you have been called. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. But if you are punished for doing wrong, there is no reason to praise you for bearing that punishment. But if you suffer for doing good and you're patient, this pleases God. This is what you were chosen to do. Christ gave you an example to follow. He suffered for you. So you should do the same as he did. I mean, hang on just a cotton picking minute here. What sort of a calling is that? A call to suffering? A good PR consultant would have polished that up a little bit. Something like, look, every now and then things may get a little uncomfortable. Don't worry. It's a short-term thing. God's going to make it all go away. But that's not what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit is very clear on this. Following Jesus is a call to suffering. It's a call to being misunderstood, spurned, punished for doing what's right, just as Jesus was. Following Jesus is a call to suffering. Don't be surprised when it happens. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Suffering is tough. It's hard work. It's draining. It's discouraging. And yet it's something that Jesus calls each one of us to. You need power to follow that calling. And there's power, real power, in God's word. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.